The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
I want to get rid of my butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders my forward movement when I keep bringing up.
Stop. Having trouble reducing your butt? That's one T, not two. Tune in every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more fervent stories and titillating topics with Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. Log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways you can change your world.
Good morning. I'm Jean Ketchum.
And I'm C. Suzanne Bates, remote from the Bible Bell down south, trying to be a good daughter to my very elderly parents. And I think I'm doing an okay job. So I haven't gotten fired yet. And I know you've been trying to learn that phone. That's been an ongoing topic. But
true.
I just want you to know that I saw a brain scan of someone who was looking at a magazine, and then they had a brain scan of someone else who was on Google, and you cannot believe the difference. It was like the Google brain scan was twice as big. They were using twice as much as their brain. So it's probably the best thing, one of the healthiest things you can do for your thinking is really keep going on that.
So you're saying all this struggle I'm going through is good for my brain?
Yes, it's like little push-ups. Like, think about your brain doing these little mini push-ups.
Yeah, I'll have to keep that in mind. Yeah.
All right. In June, we're talking about blooming. There are so many ways that we can all bloom. I don't care whether you're a male or a female, whether you're what age you are, but we just keep blooming. Because if you think about a flower growing, when you grow, you bloom, and we all want to keep growing as we get older. So it's very metaphoric, and we can bloom environmentally. We can bloom psychologically, which we're going to try to do a little bit of today, and healthily. I don't think that's a word, but
yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, you get my drift.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Anyway, it's a very exciting month.
Yes.
We're just blooming all over the place.
Yes, and blooming is about flourishing, thriving, and being in exceptionally good condition, and that's what Aging But Dangerous women are. Blooming, that's what we're all doing.
That is hopefully what we are encouraging all of our members to be doing. And one of our members, Sheila Ray Charles' daughter, she is knocking the ball out of her park with her singing, not only in the United States, but in Europe. I mean, whoa.
I know. Very, very exciting. Her newest song is called We Are Hope, and it's the featured song for a group called Conscious Music Entertainment. Their goal is to inspire artists to write positive lyrics in their songs to inspire our young people. I mean, how great is that? And, you know, opposing to, you know, writing all the stuff about killing and sex and all that. Now, the song is number one on Reverb Nation in Europe, and it's climbing to number one here in the United States. You can hear the song by going to Reverb Nation and click on We Are Hope. That's the name of the song, We Are Hope, and it's so fabulous.
You talk about a blooming member of Aging But Dangerous. Just think, she's one of our members. I mean, I'm so proud. I feel
so
like
proud.
A proud parent. So.
Yep.
And, okay, so now that we're bragging, let me tell you, friend of mine from Texas who lives in Fort Worth went to an international image convention in Phoenix last week, and guess who they were talking about?
Who?
Aging But Dangerous. Don't you love that?
Do you honestly mean that in Phoenix, Arizona, someone knew about Aging But Dangerous and mentioned our name in Phoenix?
Yes. And they said, have you ever heard that it came up? Have you ever heard of Aging But Dangerous? So, all right,
that's
enough
incredible.
Bragging. At least I'm not talking about dog poop this week. I'm sure everyone is very relieved. That's a big improvement.
Well, I know I am.
So, Dirty Little Secrets. We have our Dirty Little Secrets, which we share with you every single week. They're very applicable to your life. And one today we're going to talk about how you smell and why that is very important. And how women feel about making a sex tape with their partner. Gardner. This is my favorite. Yeah. Imagine that.
Woo. And our Snoop and Scoop interview today is with Renee Devine, who is a therapist here in the Twin Cities. She brings a really fresh perspective to life and relationships. It's going to be very, very interesting.
Well, our whole life is made up of relationships. I mean, when I was started thinking about this, it's like no matter where you go, you're in a relationship. So I'm really excited about this. And so I want to ask you, and I know we've talked about this before, but I've forgotten what you said. What do you think the number one thing in any relationship, the most important thing is?
Respect. My number one thing.
You don't think trust?
Well, no. I think if you respect somebody enough, you trust them. When you lose that trust, you don't respect them anymore.
Or it could go the other way. The trust, you know, if you don't trust somebody, then how can you respect them? Maybe that's a chicken and egg. But anyway, so here's what Oscar Wilde said once, and I love this. And it's kind of this a little bit. It says, two true friends stab you in the front.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that just hit me. I didn't get that at first. Huh. That's really interesting. Instead of stabbing you in the back, they stab you in the front.
Yeah, think about it.
Yep, honesty. All right, then we're going to tell you about May's drawing prizes. They're fantastic. And how you can win one of them by just going to our website. You need to go to www.agingbutdangerous.com to check out all the latest blogs. And we've got all kinds of good information on there. And that's where you sign up for our drawings. So don't forget to go there.
And our dirty little secrets start out with perfume or a scent. Smells are huge in how we as people react. And a scent that you love boosts your spirits at first whiff. In the sense of smell, I mean, people talk about aromatherapy, but it is directly linked to the what rules your moods, the mood ruling system that I can't pronounce. But so anyway, if you have a great perfume or if you want to go out and get a new spring fragrance, it can be like a mood booster. So
now, Suzanne, I thought you were allergic to fragrances. You said you were allergic.
Well, I am allergic, and I used to be a lot more allergic. But I spray a little bit of perfume. I love White Linen by Estee Lauder, and I spray it on the inside of my thighs.
Oh, that's
And then it sort of wafts up, you know, especially if I get hot. Not hot sexually, but hot, then it kind of wafts up. So never mind. I don't know why I told you that.
All right. Well, we'll see. I'll see if I'll try it.
According to Lifestyle's Sexual Satisfaction Survey, 46% of the women they surveyed would be ready to make or have already made a sex tape with their partner. What do you think about that? Have you ever made a sex tape?
I cannot believe that statistic. That is unreal. No,
well,
and I would not
believe it. But see, here's the skew. These women are between 18 and 49. Well, after you turn 49, you try to keep your clothes on, you know, especially if someone's taking a picture of you.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to see my butt in that picture. Anything. That would be awful.
Well, I just thought, I was a little shocked at that. But anyway, so hey, if you want to make a sex tape, you're not the only one out there. All right. Here is a really profound quote about relationships. It's not about who's real to your face. It's about who stays real behind your back. You are listening to Gene and Suzanne and Dirty Little Secrets that we uncover and share with you every single week on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Mary Beatty, a realtor with Edina Realty. If you're anything like me, and if you're listening to this show, I'm guessing you are, then you have some very strong opinions on buying or selling a home. Maybe you're looking to downsize or move in from the suburbs, or like about half of you, looking for a place with fewer stairs. Whatever your next move, after 25 years in real estate, I know this. Everyone's situation is different. That's why I look forward to hearing your needs and fulfilling your goals. So give me a call. I'm Mary Beatty with Edina Realty.
Here at ABD, we think growing older makes you bolder, but only if you have your financial house in order. Yeah, I'm talking about estate planning, ladies. Not your cup of tea? Well, it is for Karen Schottauer at the Lohman Abdo Law Firm. Karen is the estate planning guru at Lohman Abdo. In as little as two simple meetings, she can have this stuff all wrapped up for you, so you can get back to living dangerously. To learn more, check out Lohman Abdo's free estate planning checklist online at MinnesotaEstatePlanningAttorney.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne, and I found this relationship. I found this. I wish I would. I found this quote by a guy named Ronnie Shakes. I have no idea who that is, but I thought it was really quite interesting. Relationships give us a reason to live, and then long pause, revenge. Now, I don't think that's a very good attitude. I mean, I would say that Ronnie Shakes, assuming, I don't know whether that's a boy or a girl, needs a little attitude adjustment there. So, but I thought it was interesting
anyway. Still a good quote.
We have a great interview with Renee this morning, Jeannie.
Yes, we have with us Renee Devine and her practice. She is a therapist here in the Twin Cities, and her practice is recharging relationships. That's what she specializes in. And this means relationships not just with married people, but with couples, families, children, all kinds of relationships, friends. So welcome to the show, Renee.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning to you.
You know, Renee, Jeannie and I might need to have our relationship recharged here.
Well, I'll see how I can help you out with that.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. Okay. It is between, you know, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's for everybody. So, Renee, what do you see women in their 50s facing with their relationships? That's such an interesting age for all of us.
It really is an interesting age because it depends really on some of the life decisions that they have made in the previous decades. What we're finding is traditionally, we have the traditional having children in our 20s. So when we're in our 50s, we're looking at launching our children. We're looking at, empty nest. It's time for an empty nest. But we also have women that are having children later in life. So in their 50s, they could be in a couple of different places.
Mm-hmm.
But traditionally, when women are at that empty nest stage, they are finding out what they are all about. So they're looking inward towards themselves. And they're doing some rediscovery because they're going through a rebirth, mm-hmm. if you will, in a certain sense. And what's interesting is that their husbands, traditionally, husbands have gone through the career process. They've established themselves. They feel really good where they are at. And so they may be looking more externally, and they may be coming back towards their family to spend more time with their families, where women are kind of looking the other direction. And that can sometimes cause conflict mm-hmm. and problems mm-hmm. because they're looking for two different things. Mm-hmm. So what you find is those situations may or may not lead to a separation or a divorce. And it's interesting because some of the statistics show that in their 50s, women are actually in one of two different places, and it's very distinct. They're either highly satisfied in their marriage, or the divorce rate is actually increasing.
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. exactly what we have seen in research, is that more women are getting divorced in their 50s and 60s than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, I never thought about that before, but a lot of women in their 50s still have teenagers at home.
Absolutely.
And that has to be really hard.
Yes,
it has to be hard.
So there's the romantic relationship. Mm-hmm. Then there are the relationships also with friends. Those mm-hmm. are changing, and those can also be, you can kind of be in that crossroads again, because some of your friends could be spending time with their grandchildren, more time with their grandchildren, and seeking out other interests and opportunities. But you also have women that are getting ready, especially those empty nesters, ready for retirement maybe, mm-hmm. or they might be prolonging retirement. But the ones that are getting ready for retirement are, again, looking inward or looking at their peers and their female relationships, and they're becoming much closer. They're finding, oh, look at all these interests that we have. Look at these things that we can do. And so they have clubs and organizations and so forth that they're starting to get involved in.
Like Aging But Dangerous.
There you go. Yes.
Well, and I know I've lost a couple of friends over the years, and I think it's because one just outgrows the other one, or you, mm-hmm. as you're growing older, you have different interests, and that, you know, that happens too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, like with, we don't want to spend all of our time talking about married people because that's not what it's all about.
But
when two people have been together for a long time, how do they bring excitement back into their lives? That seems to be kind of an issue sometimes.
A lot of people people think they have to have excitement in their lives also. And some people do want that. Some people are very comfortable with kind of the ebb and flow of how things are kind of going. So if you are looking for excitement, you know, there's a gentleman, his name is Dr. John Gottman, and he runs the Gottman Institute out of Washington State, and he's very well renowned in the field. And he's done empirical studies, you know, what it means to recharge your relationship, if you will.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's written a number of books, but, you know, he's really about creating a life of shared meaning together. And you can do that in a couple of different ways. What you can do is you can look back on what has brought you together, mm-hmm. or what did bring you together in the first place. And how can you then expand on that, or maybe go back to things that you've done before, and maybe not in such a grandiose way, but in a smaller day every day. You can also, and this stuff isn't easy. It's not easy to do. It doesn't happen automatically. You actually have to put some effort into it. So you can also tackle a new challenge together. Look at something maybe physically or mentally that you can take on together.
Kettlebells. That's what my husband and I are doing now. Kettlebells.
Perfect.
Together.
That is a great example. Yeah. And just continue to build positivity and build on those rewarding experiences that you mm-hmm. do have together.
Mm-hmm. That is great advice. I love that. That just, you know.
And it's not easy. It takes effort and commitment. It really does.
And that's something a lot of people don't understand. I've
Correct.
Been married 51 years. It does take work.
So
it
you can speak to that.
Yes,
right.
Yes, I can.
Well, would the same thing apply to a friendship? Like Jeannie and myself, for instance. Let's just say that we were seeing ourselves drift apart, which is kind of the opposite of how we talk to each other so much because of our business. But does the same thing apply with your friends and with your co-workers? I mean, how do those things fit into that?
Most certainly. That's a fantastic question, and I like that connection, because it's not just about romantic relationships and partnerships. It is about any relationship that you have. How many times have you heard of, you know, women in their 50s that are going off and doing these wonderful trips together, maybe going to a dude ranch? They've never done that before. Or they've taken on some physical challenge of biking, you know, hundreds of miles or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Most definitely that can be done. And in the workplace, they also do that by, you know, team building, of course, is a tried and true way that they do that. And working together and building those collaboration experiences also. Great question.
In other words, you're going to have to buy a bike, Jeannie.
No, I'll just wave to you as you go on your little 100-mile trip.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about the sandwich generation. You spoke of the sandwich generation. Explain that.
So the sandwich generation is actually people in their 40s to 60s that are doing two things. They are trying to raise children. Depends what age. It could be young children. It could be up to adolescents. Or it could be supporting maybe a college graduate that you're trying to just launch into the real world. And at the same time, they're also caring for elderly parents, maybe physically and or financially. So they're sandwiched in between. Mm-hmm. And Pew Research actually did a study, and one out of eight people between 40 and 60 are in that sandwich generation.
What's the percentage? What was it?
One out of eight people between 40 and 60 are actually doing that, are sandwiched.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay, Renee, we're going to come back with you, but would you give the information now, your contact information, please?
Most certainly. So my contact phone number is 612-305-8484, and I can be reached on the web at rechargingrelationships.com.
All right. Coming up, we're going to have more with Renee Devine on how we relate or don't relate to those around us. And we'll be telling you about our June drawings, those fabulous prizes that you can win just by signing up at our website. We'll be right back.
In a city that's diverse and dynamic, the needs of the people are equally diverse. That's why the Twin Cities rely on the Sisters of St. Joseph Ministries Foundation to urgently address the needs of those who might otherwise go unnoticed and unaided. Those who are homeless or poor, abused or uninsured. But work like this takes lots of resources from caring people like you. To learn more about the work of the Sisters of St. Joseph or to donate, visit us online at csjministriesfoundation.org.
We'd like to welcome Dr. Barbara Toppin, a renowned OBGYN and member of Minnesota Monthly Magazine's prestigious Top Docs list. She personally understands the pleasures, pains, and health issues of women of all ages.
Vaginal atrophy is also known as atrophic vaginitis. It is a thinning of the vulva and vaginal tissue associated with estrogen decrease. This is a symptom of menopause, but it usually happens slowly over the course of years after the menses stop. It may cause pain with intercourse and paper-like cuts or tears in the vagina after intercourse. The treatment options range from short-term hormonal replacement to physical therapy, which can help to eliminate the barrier to having a satisfying intimate life. What do you deserve?
For an appointment with Dr. Toppin or one of her caring associates at Adefris and Toppin Women's Specialist in Woodbury, call 651-686-6400. That's 651-686-6400.
No offense, gentlemen, but sometimes we gals need some time to ourselves to get things done. That's why we invented football. It's also why over 100 years ago, some very smart women established the Women's Club of Minneapolis. It's a friendly gathering spot near Loring Park where civic-minded women get together, make new friends, and make things happen for our community. Never heard of the Women's Club? Well, they've heard of us. Just mention this ad and you'll get a free brunch for two. Learn more now at womensclub.org.
We're back. It's Aging but Dangerous, Sizzle, Jean, and Suzanne, all relating to each other. And if you're just turning in, Renee Devine has been talking to us about relationships and how we can bloom in our relationships, because we are in this blooming state after we turn 50. And I found a quote by Abraham Lincoln, and I know people have heard this, but it really resonated with me. The way to defeat your enemies is to make them your friend. Kind of a solid message from good old Abe, but it made me think of my sister. Do you think that includes my sister? I mean, it seems like that we, the older we get, the more I think we maybe see the inadequacies in each other that we feel in ourselves, and we're just at each other. I mean, she just annoys the bejeebers out of me. And I know, and I've tried everything. I mean, the Serenity Prayer is like, I can't even do that anymore. I've worn that out with her. And so what do we do? I mean, how do families, I don't think this is unique to us. Families reconcile those things and deal with those and build healthier relationships?
Sure. Well, I mean, honestly, it is through open communication. And open communication, when you have that kind of conflict with somebody, can be very intimidating. So you're saying the Serenity Prayer and you're kind of on your own island doing your own thing, but you're really in a relationship with your sister. So having, you know, what I've seen be successful with families is, first of all, getting a forum to have that communication. That, and I don't want to, let me throw a word in there, honest communication. So it's going to be honest. It's got to be direct communication. And in order to do that, we have to really set up some rules for what that forum looks like. So it may be you and your sister sitting down and saying, you know what, we have a talking stick. Whoever has the talking stick is the one who talks at that point. And here's what we're going to do in this communication. We're going to be direct, we're going to be honest, and we're going to be respectful and be able to communicate really how you are feeling. So that's really the first step. And then taking that maybe a couple of different times, you know, and it could be with a therapist and a facilitator.
Suzanne, you've tried that, haven't you?
No, we need to probably go see somebody, because she would take that stick and she'd probably beat me over the head with it or something.
Feather.
I am sure that I drive her as nuts as she drives me.
Sure.
But, well, thank you. I think that's very useful information. Yeah. And I think maybe she and I need to see a therapist together. I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah. Right. Renee, also about, do people just come to you not knowing what they're searching for? I mean, you know, like you're confused, you just don't know. Like, I want to talk to somebody, but I really don't know what I want to talk about.
Absolutely, all the time. It's so normal. Mm-hmm. We go through all of these transitions in our lives, and, you know, we're talking earlier about transitions, you know, empty nest or caring for elderly parents or whatever it may be. And during these transitions, we may find ourselves feeling anxious, depressed, you know, really sad, lonely, not sure what's going on. Mm-hmm. And those are the folks that I find sitting across from me that say, I just don't know what's happening. Well, when you go through these transitions and these unknowns, sometimes you need just somebody that's sitting in front of you to help you kind of initiate and give you a spark. Because people usually have the answers. They know themselves better than anybody.
Isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
It's like, I sort of went through that last week, and I know the answer. answers, mm-hmm. but it was still kind of sure. confusing. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been such a delight.
Thanks
and
for
so
having
divine
me.
on our radio show. So would you give your information again, your contact information?
Most certainly. Phone number is 612-305-8484, and I can be reached online at rechargingrelationships.com.
Thank you, Renee, so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Just a reminder, don't forget to tell our sponsors that you heard about them on Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Now, I cannot say enough good things about Higher Brain Living. I keep telling everyone every week how great it is. And last week, I missed a session because I was out of town, and I didn't do it daily like I should have. It only takes 10 minutes twice a day, which is one reason why I chose it. And boy, did I notice a difference. I had a bummer of a week. And Suzanne, as you know, because I told you all about it, I mean, you know that happened. Now, it's just really hard to explain how they teach this, but it's you go into that frontal lobe of your brain, and that is where you get rid of the stress and the worry and the fear. And now the good news is that they have free seminars where they actually show you how it is done. And these are in Hudson, Minneapolis, and Wayzata. Just go to our website and click on Awaken Higher Brain Living and sign up for a free seminar. You will find it very, very intriguing.
I can't wait to get there and do it. That's one of the first things I'm going to do when I get there. So we'll have to. Maybe you have to go with me and hold my hand.
And I feel so much better now that I'm doing it.
I know you've loved the experience. All right, our June drawing for you and two of your friends, and of course us, because we are so fun, is the beer and burger special from Hot Dish in the Minneapolis Warehouse District. A great area with a great vibe. If you haven't been there, put it on your list of summer to-dos because that cute little chef is we have mom crushes on him, don't
yeah,
we?
Yes, we do.
I mean, he's just such a sweetheart. And they embrace and reinvent classic Midwestern cuisine. And his mom even named his restaurant. Is that the sweetest thing?
I know. I think that's so darling.
Hot Dish. And it's Haute, for right. those of you who yeah. can't spell like me.
And also, we have our giveaway is a $100 gift certificate at Scrapbooks 2. And this is not just just all about scrapbooks. They create and produce unique laser cuttings and etchings of chipboard, wood, cardstock, and acrylic. Does that not sound interesting? So this $100 gift certificate, and they have all kinds of classes. They're located on France Avenue in Minneapolis, and this is a wonderful, wonderful drawing, this $100 gift certificate.
All right, I agree. And go to facebook.com/AgingButDangerous and like us, like Aging But Dangerous. It might help your relationships. You know, you just never know.
And I want to remind everybody about the Swarm coming up. It's a wine tasting event. It's going to be at Liquor Boy in St. Louis Park. There's going to be some fabulous wines. We're going to learn all kinds of things about some of the new wines that are out. But it is going to be at 5:30 to 7:30, which is a little different time than what we've had before. And it's going to be this Thursday on June 20th. Bring all your friends. We want you to bring your friends to our swarms.
And, I mean, free wine. I mean, you go, you have great women to talk to. You get to taste great wines, learn about them. I mean, this is really, I know this is one of our most popular events, one of our most popular swarms, and I really think that this is one that people don't want to miss. So wear your red T-shirts, too, so you can have, it'll be a good photo op. Thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us, and remember, a relationship without trust is like a car without gas. You can stay in it as long as you want, but it's probably not going anywhere. This has been Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates and Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, empowering, inspiring, and challenging women across the globe.
And please join us next Saturday at 9:30, and remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age, and that is dangerous.
Tune in next Saturday and every Saturday morning at 9:30 for more crazy stories and titillating topics with Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, hosts of Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, broadcasting to inspire women over 50 around the world here on Club 1220 KLBB, where your music and memories live. log on to agingbutdangerous.com to hear past shows and discover ways to reduce your butt.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow because you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now. Move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.